Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. On today's program, news from Highlands Oncology Group, which is ready to break ground on a new facility near Interstate 49 in Springdale. And we'll have some analysis of the latest jobs report from University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj. And which of Northwest Arkansas's public school districts and private schools are gaining the most students? We'll have some numbers included in our annual list that you can find in the current issue of the Business Journal. We'll have all of that for you after this quick break. You are listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
On November 4th, that's this Sunday, officials with Highlands Oncology Group will hold a formal groundbreaking ceremony at 1:30 p.m. for a five-story, 125,000-square-foot facility in Springdale. In September, Highlands completed a $3.2 million land purchase of 8 acres just off Interstate 49 at the southeast corner of Don Tyson Parkway and Jean George Boulevard. It's part of the 27-acre commercial project in development called Parkway Plaza, led by Sage Partners in Rogers and Griffin Company Realtors of Springdale. The future clinic site is almost halfway between Highlands North Hills Clinic in Fayetteville and the newer location in Rogers, just north of Pinnacle Hills. Overseeing the project is Kathy Rhodes, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Highlands Oncology, who was the very first employee when the healthcare provider originated in 1996. Rhodes said in order to focus solely on the construction, she'll be transitioning out of the COO job over the next 6 months. A new chief operating officer, she said, should be hired by next spring. Earlier this year, Highlands Oncology hired Jeff Honeycutt as its first ever CEO. Honeycutt previously worked in Tacoma, Washington. The Springdale Clinic is expected to be completed during the spring of 2020. Arkansas's unemployment rate has fallen to an all-time low of 3.5%, but University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj warns there is a troubling trend of younger workers dropping out of the state's labor pool.
I think the big difference between when we thought we had the record low unemployment rate last year and what we think might be the new record low unemployment rate this year was that last year the unemployment rate was going down because more people were entering the workforce and finding work. This year, the record low unemployment rate is almost entirely because people are leaving the workforce because they can't find work. So the number of people unemployed is going down, but the number of people in the overall labor force is going down as well, which means that people aren't leaving the unemployed category and going to the employed category. They're leaving the unemployed category and just not looking for work anymore, which means they're not counted as part of the labor force. So every single month since 2018 started, from January of 2018, the labor force shrunk has about 0.1% every single month, which puts our employment to population ratio, which is the measure of the people in the labor force divided by all the people above the age of 16. That's now in the low 57%. So it used to be 58% last year. It used to be 60% before the last recession. And we're headed in the wrong direction, not in the right direction in terms of the number of people that are in the labor force in Arkansas, and that is a very important concern. So, yes, the headline unemployment rate is at its record low, but it isn't going, the unemployment rate isn't going down for the right reasons anymore. It's really going down because people are unable to look, or people are looking for work, not finding it, and then leaving the labor force. So I think that is a bit concerning looking at this report.
So as a follow-up, are we seeing people retiring that would account for some of this? Baby boomers are retiring, they're exiting the workforce. Do we think that retirement accounts for a chunk of what we're seeing?
I think it does account for a chunk of it. Now, when you look at what that employment population ratio is, it is everybody that's in the labor force divided by everybody that's above the age of 16. And that, you know, statistic, that metric hasn't really changed since we started measuring it. But a lot of employment dynamics have really changed since we started counting everybody above the age of 16 as being part of the workforce. So on both ends, there are people that are no longer in the workforce for perfectly legitimate reasons. So baby boomers are retiring. We want them to enjoy their retirement. They shouldn't really be in the workforce. That's great. People are about, you know, at about 16 previously participated in the labor force in much larger numbers than they do right now. They tend to be pursuing more academic pursuits these days. A lot of them are going to college, so they're not in the labor force, and that's fine as well, as young people are getting or attaining higher educational levels, and that's fine as well. But even if you look at the employment rate for people between 25 and 55, which we would call the prime age population, they're really not ready to retire yet. And at 25, they've had, you know, a decent amount of time to complete at least a bachelor's degree, if not a master's degree at that point. Even if you look at that particular prime age workforce between 25 and 55, they're participating in the labor force at much lower levels than they have in previous economic expansions, the expansions that we had in the 2000s, as well as the expansions that we had in the 1990s. So the labor force participation rate, even if you account for the baby boomers and young people going to college, is still lower.
In spite of the low unemployment, Jebaraj said wage growth in the United States has been disappointing and has been for some time.
The last time we had any real wage growth was in the economic expansion that we saw in the 90s. Back then, wage growth was much, much higher than where it is right now. So when you adjust for inflation, the current wage growth is about 1.1%. That's comparing September of 2018 with September of 2017, which is the highest it's been since about 2016. So if you think back to from 2016 until about now, the wage growth in the United States adjusted for inflation on a year-over-year basis did not cross 1%. The last time it got above 2% even was between 2014 and 2015, which is the last time we really saw GDP growth go above 3% on a consistent basis. So we're really not, in spite of these record low unemployment rates, not just here in Arkansas, but for the nation as well. You know, last year, the nation as a whole averaged about 4% unemployment rate, which is really, really low. It's a little bit lower than that right now. But even in spite of all that, we're not seeing any sustained wage growth. And it's good that we've seen 1 month so far of 1% wage growth adjusted for inflation, but that's just not enough.
That's Mervin Jebaraj, who appeared on this week's Talk Business and Politics with Roby Brock. A reminder, you can catch that television program in Northwest Arkansas each Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. on our content partner, CBS affiliate KFSM Channel 5. Finally today, in the current issue of the Business Journal, we focus on professional development, which includes a snapshot of the largest area public and private schools and colleges and universities. The Springdale School District reported 23,350 students as of October 1st. That's up more than 8% since the fall of 2016 and makes Springdale the largest public school district not just in Northwest Arkansas, but in the entire state. Bentonville, Rogers, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs round out the top five among Northwest Arkansas districts. Shiloh Christian School, based in Springdale, has seen its enrollment dip about 6% the past 2 years, but it is still the largest private school in Northwest Arkansas with 985 students. You can see those entire lists in our current issue, and you can find the digital version for free at nwabusinessjournal.com. That is all for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.